Anna Feloci.
Ernie Feloci, I refer to him as, it may be Anna Feloci.
I'd listen to him.
Thank you. May it please the court, my name is Brian Mullins and I represent Akeem Ernie Feloci in this case. I intend today to focus on the issue of the lay witness's testimony regarding Ernie Feloci's handwriting, unless the court has questions regarding any of the other two issues that were raised in the briefs. With respect to the handwriting issue, we ask the court to adopt the reasoning that was applied by the First Circuit Court of Appeals in United States versus Scott, where the court held that in order for a lay witness's testimony regarding handwriting, a lay witness's opinion regarding handwriting, to be admissible under Rule 701, it also must be admissible under Rule 901b2. And here, I don't believe that requirement was met because, first of all, Mr. Nisik's testimony, Mr. Nisik was the bank fraud investigator who identified who compared the handwriting. His familiarity with Mr. Ernie Feloci's signature was solely acquired for purposes of litigation, which is one of the requirements of 901b2. Mr. Ernie Feloci's signature was derived from a trial stipulation, and Mr. Nisik did not observe Mr. Ernie Feloci's signature until he was testifying at trial on redirect examination. And therefore, because his familiarity with Mr. Ernie Feloci's signature was acquired for purposes of litigation, and therefore not admissible under Rule 901b2, we maintain that it's therefore not helpful to the jury under Rule 701. And that's the reasoning employed by the Court of Appeals in the United States versus Scott. And unless there are any further questions, I'm going to reserve the rest of my time for rebuttal.
May it please the court, counsel, good morning. Your Honors, all three of the issues raised by the defendant in his opening brief and the reply brief have one thing in common, that is they all relate to a very small issue in an overall case that presented an avalanche of evidence of the defendant's guilt, including 26 documents bearing latent fingerprints matching those of the defendant's. Given that the defendant has chosen to focus on a single issue, I will do the same unless the court has questions regarding the other issues. With respect to the admission of testimony of Mr. Kanisic during the trial, the defendant fails to note one very important point, and that is how this issue comes to be before your honors. This is not a case in which the government presented expert testimony without providing the proper
notes.
He most certainly did, Your Honor. There was redirect examination in the same tenor to which the defendant did not object. That is correct. Correct. That's correct. There was no difference between the government's questioning and the defendant's questioning other than the fact that the defendant requested the witness to look at and compare the signatures of multiple aliases used by the defendant during the course of the fraudulent scheme, whereas the government counsel requested that the witness look at one signature that was made during the course of the fraudulent scheme and one signature that was on a known or document known to be signed by the defendant, that is a stipulation presented at trial. Other than that, there was absolutely no difference. The defendant argues in the course of his brief that what defense counsel was actually focused on during the trial was the question of whether the names of certain signatures were the same or different. A very quick reading of the transcript at pages 200 and 207 shows that that is not the case, and of course that would be a ridiculous line of questioning, as any person who can read the English language can see whether the names of different signatures are the same or different. In fact, the defendant was trying to elicit testimony from this witness regarding the similarities in appearance of both various signatures, and in fact the defense counsel requested the district court's permission to elicit that kind of testimony and was permitted to do so over the government's objection. So there's absolutely no question that the defendant opened the door and effectively waived any complaint about the admission of this testimony. If the court has no further questions of the government would request that the case or that the defendant's conviction and sentence be affirmed.
Thank you. I don't believe that defense counsel opened the door to this particular line of questioning on cross-examination. I believe there is. The cross-examination questioning was pretty severely limited by the district court. He specifically limited the defense counsel to asking whether the names were similar or dissimilar. On redirect, it was clarified, and admittedly that is a vague question. On redirect, it was clarified by the assistant United States attorney that all Mr. Nisik meant by that answer was that the names were different. He did not mean to say that the signatures looked any different because he's not a handwriting expert. Whereas the government's line of questioning was related to a comparison of signatures and specifically asked Mr. Kanisik whether, in his opinion, he believed that Anif Woshi's signature was the same as Armstrong's signature based on... I believe the district court actually required him to say, in your opinion, do you believe that this could be signed by the same person? And Mr. Kanisik said yes, based on the similarities in the A's between Armstrong's and Anif Woshi's. So I don't believe that defense counsel opened the door to that particular line of questioning. Pardon me? There was, in fact, three objections to the government's line of questioning regarding comparing the A's. There was a sidebar where defense counsel objected. During the trial itself, defense counsel objected and actually used the word expert. I believe in the sidebar he used the word expert. And then during the closing argument, the government put up a blow-dump picture of the comparing the A's, and defense counsel also objected to that during closing argument. So I believe it was properly preserved, and I do not believe that defense counsel opened the door. And unless there are further questions, thank you.